to Jerry Osborne's Vinyl Village.
When those oldies play, we listen.
I'm Jerry, and our village is like no other.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Play something country. Play something country.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Now that is a pretty good way to begin the Vinyl Village. Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash from 1963. And that is just one of the 135 charted hits that he had. And it's also one of his 13 number one hits. And there are only two artists who had more charted hits than Johnny, and that would be George Jones and Eddie Arnold. And those two will also be heard on tonight's show. And now let's get back to that music. From 1967, it's Tammy Wynette. And there's gonna be one happy fella, because just to please you, your good girl is gonna go bad.
I've never seen inside of a bar room, or listen to a jukebox all night long. But I see these are the things that bring you pleasure, so I'm gonna make some changes in our home. I've heard it said, if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. So if that's the way you've wanted me to be, I'll change if it takes that to make you happy. From now on you're gonna see a different me, because you're good. In fact, you'll hardly recognize your wife. I'll buy some brand new clothes and dress up fancy for my journey to the wilder side of life. Because you're good, girl. Swingin' and swinger you've ever had. If you like
You may not have known that that was just her second hit from early 1967. And before her amazing career would end, she would have a grand total of 98 charted hits. And yes, that is quite a few. But here's a fella that chalked up even 20 more, and that made for 128 charted hits for Willie Nelson.
In twilight glow I see blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. And through the ages I'll remember crying in the rain.
Legendary Willie Nelson from 1975 and Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. And now Kenny Rogers picks up the story as he relates an adventure that took place as he's riding the rails.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up,
Know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up,
when to hold up,
know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal's done.
From 1978, and one of the biggest hits ever for Kenny Rogers, a Grammy Award winner, and also the CMA Song of the Year. And now from 1965, here's both a country and a pop hit, and it certainly looks like Buck Owens has his hands full.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Lights are found, there ain't no way to slow you down. I'm about as helpless as a leaf in a gale, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Well, Buck, maybe you should take the advice of Sonny James, who recommends just let go. You don't have to keep hanging on.
Don't. That you don't love me, you just want me hanging around. Oh, don't keep me hanging on. Let me go, let me go, let me go. Oh, if your love is through, if your love is gone, don't keep me. Begging me to stay,
try to go, you put on a show, and somehow I can't get away. Don't keep me hanging on. Let me go, let me go, let me go. If your love is through, if your love is gone, don't keep me
great to have Sonny James in the Vinyl Village. And from 1970, that was Don't Keep Me Hanging On, Darn It. And speaking of the years that we're covering, all of the music on today's show will be from one of these four decades, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, because that is the prime period for the best music of the 20th century. And right now would be our first visit to the 1980s. And waiting for us there is Reba McEntire and How Blue.
Can I go on loving you when you're gone? How blue can I feel? Oh, honey, why did you leave me? Ain't you got a heart left in your chest?
How blue? That blue. And I'm really glad we could clear that up. And it's time now to head for the telephones and find out what some lucky listener gets to have their song played instantly.
Hi, Jerry. Carol from the Chicagoland area. And we are listening to you on kptz.org on the internet. When I was in my early 20s, a friend of mine was crazy about Eddie Rabbit, and I had never heard of Eddie. So she kind of introduced me to him, and Driving My Life Away was a very big hit, which I loved immediately. And I was just drawn to him because I really liked the rockabilly sound that he had. And I got to see him in concert from backstage. She knew the guys in the band or something, and she had been following them, you know, when they toured. So she got us backstage, so I met all the guys in the band. And for a very brief moment, toward the end of the show, Eddie came off. So he had run off on stage, and I was standing there, and he was right next to me. I couldn't say a word for a minute as he stood there huffing and puffing, waiting to go back on stage to do the encore. So that was my 15 minutes of fame with Eddie.
Sounds like some wonderful memories, Carol. And so of his many, many hit records, which one would you like to hear right now?
Driving My Life Away is one of my favorite songs that you could play for me.
From 1980, Eddie Rabbit and Driving My Life Away. And ironically, that was the first of 17 number one hits that he had spread over his 17 years on the charts, from 1974 to 1991. And Carol, I'm mighty happy to be playing that one for you.
Thank you so much for playing that song for me again. I never get tired of hearing it.
And hoping that it might bring you a little warmth, because I know it's going to be near freezing tonight in Chicago.
More music!
The pages of the past are filled with names of men and mountains they've climbed. It's the nature of a man to go and seek the thrill he builds within his mind. But I don't have to climb the highest mountain to feel the greatest thrill in all eternity. I just climb one flight of stairs and ring the doorbell, and the whole while others all around me lay their tracks of tangled patterns justifying that the new love they've discovered is no different than the ones they've left behind. I find a brand new adventure every evening and keep that same old path beneath my feet.
I just climbed one flight of stairs and ring the doorbell, and the whole world comes to me. Why should I go running to the corners of the earth, seeking out the pleasures of its charms? And why should I be wondering what the world holds for me, when I hold the world in my arms? No, I don't have to climb the highest mountain to feel the greatest thrill in all eternity. I just climb one flight of stairs and ring the doorbell, and the whole world comes to me. I just climb one flight of stairs and ring the doorbell, and the whole world comes to me.
One of my favorite country hits of 1970, that's by Jack Green, of a fellow who discovered that there was a Jelly Roll factory right above him. Just go up one flight of stairs, and the world is your oyster. And speaking of worldly things, in 1967, Eddie Arnold had a great hit titled Turn the World Around. All we need to do is just back it up a day or two.
Turn the world around the other way. Back it up and stop on yesterday. Back to before that silly fight, and give me a chance to make things right. I said some things I didn't mean to say, things that I'm so sorry for today. Down on my knees, I beg you please to turn the world around the other way. I never really wanted us to break up, and I'm sorry for each teardrop that you cried. We need to give our hearts a chance to make up, and darling, will you standing by my side? We'll turn the world around the other way, back to where it started yesterday. Just take my hand, together we can turn the world around the other way. Yes, we'll turn the world around the other way. Back it up and stop on yesterday. Just take my hand, together we can turn the world around the other way.
Regretting a few things that didn't need to be said, all Eddie Arnold wanted was a mulligan, just a simple do-over. And sure enough, this is me, Jerry Osborne, founder and host of the Vinyl Village and caretaker of more than 1 million old records. And we're the ones who bring back the old records.
KPTC for Townsend.
You come again, just when I've begun to get myself together. You waltz right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again, just when I'm about to make it work without you. You look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies, and pretty soon I'm wondering how I can.
And there she goes from 1977, one of countless magnificent recordings from Dolly Parton. And while we're dealing with people on the move, how about Charlie Pride? And it didn't really matter much whether he ended up in Phoenix or San Antonio.
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat, sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66, wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park, a man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did, sleeping in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Wind whipping down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail, people writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
Well, Charlie, my friend, I think I'm the one that has to break the news to you that Route 66 will not get you anywhere near Phoenix or San Antonio. To connect with those two towns, you need to be on Interstate 10. You will definitely go through Phoenix and San Antonio. And now that I've assisted with your travel planning, I'd like you to join me and Ray Price for a magnificent song from 1967. And this outstanding ballad is titled, I'm Still Not Over You. The feeling is still the same.
Today I made a point to go somewhere I knew you'd be. I had to know if you still had the same effect on me. And the moment that I saw you, there I knew no matter what I do, I'm still not over you. I'm still not over you. That feeling's still the same. I'm still not over you. I find that nothing's changed, and perhaps someday I'll find somebody new. But now it's much too soon. I'm still not old. I can't explain why seeing you affects my sanity, But when I see you, I become a strange and different me. And the moment that I saw you, there I knew, no matter what I do, I'm still not over you. I'm still not over you. That feeling's still the same. I'm still not over you. I find that nothing's changed. And perhaps someday I'll find somebody new. But now it's much too soon. I'm still not over you, no matter what I do. I'm still not over you.
Since that song contains some extraordinary lyrics, you'd think that it was written by one of the great songwriters of our era. Well, you'd be right. It was written by Willie Nelson. Yeah, he definitely knows how to write a song, as does Hank Thompson. And here's one of his great tunes from 1957. And he's mighty proud to admit that he was the first one.
I was the first to choose her, to make her mine. I was the first to lose her, be left behind. I was the first she cried to, harsh words I spoke. I was the first she lied to, first heart she broke. If she seems so warm and tender the way she kisses now, then you might remember I was the one who taught her how. I was the first one to show her those stars above. I was the first to know her, to know her love. So warm and tender the way she kisses now, then you might remember I was the one who taught her how. I was the first one to show her those stars above. I was the first to know her, to know her love.
Hank Thompson and the Brazos Valley Boys, and he was the first one. We know that now. And I'm Jerry Osborne, happy to have you in attendance here in the Vinyl Village, presenting classic country and western tunes. And the next in that category is by Conway Twitty from 1970. And just one of his many number one hits is 15 Years Ago.
I saw a man today who said he talked to you. Not so long ago, I think a month or two, as my mind raced back in time, I prayed, oh Lord, don't let it show. He thinks I forgot you,
15 years ago.
15 years ago, and I still feel the same.
Why did he have to mention your name?
I'm as broken up inside as if it's been a week or so.
Takes a mighty strong love to keep a man thinking of a girl he hasn't seen since 15 years ago. I've got a lovely wife who thinks the world of me. Promised her my love through all eternity. I've tried hard to make her happy, and so far she doesn't know. I can't shake this thing of 15 years ago.
15 years ago, and I still feel the same.
Why did he have to mention your name?
I'm as broken up inside as if it's been a week or so.
Takes a mighty long time to get a real love off your mind. I know I've tried since 15 years ago.
That great tune by Conway Twitty has really got the numbers flying in all directions now. It came out in 1970, which means now that we're in 2020, it was 50 years ago when we heard 15 years ago for the first time. And now that I am thoroughly in the mood for a great Western ballad, as we enjoy Marty Robbins and the great story about a fella whose good luck turned out to be really bad luck. An innocent yet important part of the story is the cottonwood tree, and that is also the title.
I rode into Tucson 3 hours ago for supplies and a short friendly game of poker, while Smitty puts some new shoes on old Dan before he goes lame. I sat in a game at the miner's saloon. Soon I had doubled my stake. The cards run like they'd been dealt by Lady Luck. They were just sealing my fate. A young cowboy lost more than he could afford and accused me of dealing too smart. His draw was too slow and he fell to the floor with 3 bullets close to the heart. Oh, cottonwood tree, are you waiting for me? Waiting to take me away. I've done no wrong, but the town cannot see, and so with my life I must pay. A crowd started gathering, the sheriff came in. I handed him over my gun. Was then that I found out the boy I had killed was the town's biggest man's only son. I tried to explain I had shot in defense. It was the young cowboy me. The crowd wouldn't listen, so they drug me out to the limb of this cottonwood tree. Majestically standing out here all alone, it's spring and the valley is green. But I can't admire a place I don't belong. To me it's all like a bad dream. But old Dan's beneath me with new shoes and all, as they place the noose round my neck. Cowboys I've never laid eyes on before, but tying my hands to my back. Oh, cottonwood tree, are you waiting for me? Waiting to take me away? I've done no wrong, but the town cannot see, and so with my life I must pay. I see hate in the eyes of the town's biggest man as he pulls a branch from the tree to whip the backside of my old pony Dan so he'll run out from under me. Insane, he won't listen to my last appeal. A wild grin has covered his face as I try to reason just how he would feel if he were up here in my place. There's many a mountain trail I'll never ride, green valleys I'll never see. A young cowboy died in a man's foolish pride brought me to this cottonwood tree. My face is turned upward and I cannot breathe. The sky's growing dark overhead. The knot's pulling tight as my body swings free. A few moments more I'll be dead. Oh, cottonwood tree, were you put here for me? Put here to take me away? I've done no wrong, but the town cannot see, and so with my life I must pay.
You're the lady, KPTZ, you're the lady.
Big job of picking up the pieces,
big job
of making the rounds,
big job
of telling all the ladies, my pretty mama is a-coming to town.
The phone is a-ringing and the news it's a-bringing's gonna put an end to all of my wild night life. A greyhound's a-coming and the wheels are a-humming at night. Pretty mama's coming home tonight. I'm a-gonna have a big job of picking up the pieces.
Big job.
Big job of making the rounds.
Big job.
Big job of telling all the ladies my pretty mama is a-coming to town.
Party's going on till the break of day. If I didn't make it clear, ladies, stay away from here. It'll be an hour and a half away. I'm a-gonna have a big job of picking up the pieces.
Big job.
Big job of making the rounds.
Big job.
Big job of telling all the ladies my pretty mama is a-coming to town.
Yes, I'd better scat down to the laundromat, wash out all of them lipstick stains, tidy up the house a bit, get everything set. Good thing she isn't coming in by plane. I'm a-gonna have a big job of picking up the pieces.
Big job.
Big job of making the rounds.
Big job.
Big job of telling all the ladies my pretty mama is a-coming to town. I'm a-gonna have a big job of picking up the pieces.
Big job.
Big job of making the rounds.
Big job.
That amazing collaboration between George Jones and Gene Pitney, and that's from 1965 with Big Job. And now from 1978, a beautiful song co-written by Paul Anka and performed by Donna Fargo.
Beyond the shadow of a doubt, as the mighty river flows, as the meadow gently plays with the wind on summer days, about as deep can go, from the canyons to the sky, like a mother as she cares for the baby that she bears.
Do I love you? Don't you know by now? Do I love you? Must I show you how? Do I love you? Do I have
as sacred as a hymn and a Bible full of prayers from a whisper to a roar, very much an even. With my eyes, and I'll share it with the night. And if in death the Lord is kind, you'll be the last thing on my mind. Do I love you? Don't you love right now? Do I love you? Must I show?
Regular listeners know Donna Fargo is a real friend of the Vinyl Village. And with this song, I'd like to congratulate her for not only asking the question, "Do I love you?" but also answering it, "Yes, I do." It's always so nice when you can get the answer you were hoping for. Now here's one of my favorite songs by Gentleman Jim Reeves from 1959, "I'm Beginning to Forget You."
I'm beginning to forget you. That old heartache is gone. I'm beginning to sleep at night, no more crying till dawn. I can hear your name mentioned now, and it brings no misery. I'm beginning to forget you, like you forgot me. I'm beginning to smile again after crying for so long. I can hear the tune we loved so well, and it's just another song. I'm so happy that it's over. I'm so thankful to be free. I'm beginning to forget you, like you forgot me. I can hear the tune we loved so well, and it's just another song. I'm so happy that it's over, so thankful to be free. I'm beginning to forget you, like you forgot me.
Jim Reeves is so appropriately referred to as the man with the velvet voice. And when you hear him, you know why. And we're going to wrap it up with a great tune from Dwight Yoakam out of 1986. And the title reflects two of my favorite things, guitars and Cadillacs.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool who came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely. I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And his guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music.
Now, let's all take a blues journey with Taylor Clark, and that starts right now.